The gentleman from Arizona, Mr. Quayle, is recognized for 3 minutes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you, Madam Secretary, for coming here. There's been a lot of talk, I think, in this talk with the budget of 12 about the CR that just went through the House and will be going through the Senate and coming back probably. But one of the focuses in both the media and here this afternoon has been what effects it's going to have on securing the Southwest border. And I just wanted to kind of give a little lay of the land of how this CR is going, because from my looking at it, is going to be adding more border agents, not decreasing more border agents, is increased funds for CBP by $147.9 million over what it was for fiscal year 10, which was an increase compared to what the administration fiscal year 11 request was. It also provides $550 million for fencing infrastructure and technology, $57.8 million for ICE to maintain new Southwest border hires, and no fewer than 33,400 detention beds. It also includes $60 million for Operation Stone Garden, which is the same as fiscal year 10. Now, in going forward with the CR and then also with the fiscal 12, what, in terms of priorities, do you think that we should be focusing on for the Southwest border? Is it more technology, more Border Patrol agents? Which do you think is most important in that regard?
Well, first of all, I think there's a lot of I really can't agree with the laydown you gave of the facts in terms of how they really affect funding for the Southwest border. And President Quayle will be glad to get with you after this hearing, because time is precious. But I think even Senator Kyle yesterday put out an article expressing concern about H.R. 1 and how it affects the force laydown for border and immigration enforcement.